a fascinating machlekes between the Chizal and Beinu Elazar Mishahar. Because we saw in the Gemara here, Rav Ashi wasn't sure whether the Tzibur wanted to hear the full Kiddush or only Chayv Yagot. So he didn't know what to do. He was embarrassed for whatever reason. He was embarrassed to ask them, what do you mean? So he thought, I'll do his stick of saying Vegagoven, and if nobody drinks, then he knows they're waiting for more, and then I'll say the rest of the Kiddush. So if Lazar Meshav is asked, how can that be? According to him, it's a Bracha Latala. According to him, it's a Bracha Latala. How on earth can he make Kiddush for the other people? So Lazar Meshav said the Kiddush after he realized that if they made Kiddush in the night time, they also wouldn't want to say second Kiddush in the day. So it must be that they maybe didn't make Kiddush in the night time. And therefore, he was going to wait. And if they'd be quiet and they wouldn't drink, then he'd know that they didn't make Kiddush in the night time. And he would be happy to make Kiddush for them again. The Blood Mesh Harvest is on, right? Blood Mesh Harvest. That he'd be embarrassed that they obviously didn't make kids for the night, and therefore he's allowed to make kids for them in the day. But if indeed they did make kids in the night, and they have some weird minute of making kids the second time, he would not be allowed to make kids the second time because of the Bracha Latana. For him, it's the Bracha Latana. We mentioned yesterday the Chidor holds otherwise. So today I looked up the Chidor. It's actually a fascinating tshuva. For those that like reading tshuvas, I'll say, sum it up to you in a nutshell. There was a person, says the Chidor. I love what we discussed yesterday. Chidor, there was a person who had lived in Eretz Yisrael. In the minhag of Eretz Yisrael is you don't say Halel on Rosh Chodesh with the Brach. Minhag of Yisrael. And he came to Chosras where the minhag was that you do say Halel with the Brach. And this person was a chazan. Now he said halal with the bracha, even though his minhag was not to say halal bracha.
And there was a chazan.
And there was a rabbi there that shouted at him, how could you do that? Not only did you make a bracha vatala for himself, how can you make the tzibur with us a bracha? It's a bracha vatala. So how can you do it? And this rabbi, it's very nice. The strangeness he uses that the cops of soggy garbo each out of them because they made the matzah. So Bracha Vatala. So Rabbi Chidor, right? There's a nice tshuva. The three quarters of the tshuva is to support this rabbi that shouted. And he says, there's another halacha which Bernard would like, that Rabbi Rothenberg was makvid not to say Yirei Neinu before Shemoneh Esrei on Mayiv. You know, Mayiv in Chutzah, a lot of people say Baruch Hashem Leilam Leilam Omen Lomi after Ashkeveinu and before Shemoneh Esrei. Minhag grows not to say that, and so we don't say that. In Chutzah people do. So there was the Rabbi Rothenberg who did not say it. But yet when he was chazan, he did say it. So we've got a riot from Rabbi Rothenberg that you can say it. Says the Chidor, there's no riot whatsoever. The Rabbi Rothenberg lived in a place that do say it. Their meaning is you do. He had a personal meaning to be machmir, not to say it. But in his place, his meaning was to say it. He personally was machmir not to say it. His meaning was to say it. So there's nothing wrong doing the minhag amachum, which is your minhag later on. You want to be machmir, very nice, but your minhag is a zay. And that's why the Muhammad Rothenberg did say, but for some of you, it doesn't have a minhag to say, Baruch Hashem Leilam Amen Amen. So go ahead and say, Baruch Hashem Leilam Amen Amen, because he's a chazan. There's no hetero whatsoever. So Baruch Havatzola. Meiva Teisa. And therefore to say halal when you are a chazan with a bracha, when your minhag is not to say it, you shouldn't say
it. The opposite of what he's holding in arms?
So it comes to what he's holding out. He's going through the tshuva, right? So he says, he brings another rise for this idea also from Shisraim, he brings another rise. If somebody's not mechuyev, can somebody who's already not been ready miss that day of Shisraim, can he be the chazan to say the brachas, he might do the tzibur for the brachas of Shisraim? So he's not mechuyev anymore because he's already missed it. So can he do it? So people have to say he can't because he's not mechuyev. If you're not mechuyev, he can't be a chazan to be mechuyev to the other people. Same type of idea, if you don't have a meaning to do it, so if you're not machuyev b'davar, you can't say a bracha to be mechuyev b'davar.
did it happen? And Rosh Hashanah, man, if it's able to, after a miracle,
fantastic question. So they say, so he speaks about this, and he says the fact that I've already been yotzer doesn't mean I'm not mechuyev b'dol. I'm mechuyev with this mitzvah, and I've already fulfilled my mitzvah, so therefore I can still be moshe somebody else. But if I'm not mechuyev because I missed out a day, that's shezena. So now shezena doesn't speak to you anymore. There's no way you can be mekayim in this mitzvah. If you can't be mekayim in the mitzvah, you're not in the parsha b'chlam. If you're not in the parsha, you can't be moshe. That's what the Chidor wants to say, and therefore it brings the Kesek Doido, says that there's a whole nice regime of people that say that you can't do it.
If somebody didn't eat bread, man, he can't bench for a group that doesn't have a bench?
Bikirani could. The reason why he can't is for a technical reason, which is in the Gemara Brachos, which we won't go into now.
But the Omer, the fact that he's potentially a candidate, he just messed up.
Yeah, if you messed up, then you can't.
You know, he's a male that should.
Yeah, but it's different. That's what the Bikirani, that's Chayul came on that. That's what the Bikirani saw. So that's his first three quarters, about two pages, as it's summed up in about a minute, but that's one thing I want to get to, the last quarter. So his first three quarters is, they're both by Yeri Neno and by Brocha of Halal, you can't do it. There was somebody who's a Yekka, who sometimes is a Chazan here for the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, the Yekkas, a lot of people, don't say Halal in Shul. But the minig of Eretz Yisrael is you do. And what's halacha? Can he be the chazan and say the bracha of Halal? Because it's not his. It's not his minig.
Huh?
Not named
Machmir.
It's Bach
Vachalaman.
That's right. So in this case, it's a bit better because once you move to Eretz Yisrael, that you've now become part of that minig of the civil. So it's exactly how the Ma'amar is working about you can. But what about in a case that we're saying somebody coming from Chutzaras, from Yisrael to Chutzaras, can he be the chazan for Ma'ariv? Because he'll from us say, Baruch Hashem, Reidon, Amin, Amin. So says the Chidor, that after all his three quarters of the tshuva, he said, I have a raya from our sugya that you can. Because of Rav Ashi, this is what we mentioned yesterday, Rav Ashi did make the bracha, even though Rav Ashi's minig was not to make the bracha. And yet Rav Ashi was willing to make the bracha of the of Kiddush, of the long Kiddush. So says the Chidor, from here you see that if the minig of the place is to say the bracha, you're allowed to say it to be made to him. Can I say to be made to Pilach Yim Ben Mechuzah, that's the place he was. Hayoyim in Gam B'yoyim Kiddush Halayla, Hayoyim Elehem Kimin Hagram. So why is this? Why did I have to do that? Why did I have to do that? I might say Bechol HaTorah. And I report riots from Sisayim and places like that where you can't. So it says that you don't have interesting story. It says in Mechuzah, if you'd ask the rabbis of Mechuzah, does Rav Ashi have to make a bracha? They say yes. There's not that if you live in a town called Mechuzah, you need to make a bracha. The people of Mechuzah held that you have to make a bracha in for Kiddush in the daytime. So they didn't hold stuck of them. They held everyone should do it. Other people didn't hold that way and held otherwise. But the people, the rabbis of Mechuzah held that everyone should do it. So as far as Mechuzah is concerned, it's not bracha about us. If so, we have Ashi, who actually didn't hold that way, that he can make that bracha and be mostly done. I think if, for instance, somebody wasn't Yotze, somebody missed out a day or Shusayim. So we're bringing three chodesh that says he can't be moved to anyone else. Right? He can't be moved to anyone else. Why? Because if you'd ask them, what's the halacha if somebody missed out a day? Can he make a bracha? They'd also say he can't. Therefore, his bracha can't be made to them. If they themselves, the one listening to the bracha, would agree that such a bracha is the bracha of Atalah, we can't use such a bracha for to be made to me. Hashem, the people of Mechuzah, when they heard such a bracha, they do tune in to such a bracha. Because as far as they're concerned, everyone, including Rav Ashi, is chayav to make a bracha. And therefore, says the Chidor, that Rav Ashi was able to make a bracha to be made to Kiddush the Eidam in Mechuzah. and don't go silent at all. And therefore go silent at all. Says the chidor. If somebody comes, and that's why this rabbi was wrong for shouting, somebody from Eretz Yisrael who does not say halal, comes to a tzibur that does say halal, and he's the chazan, he should say bracha of halal, because he can be moitz them, it's not bracha of atala, and that...
They believe everyone should be saying halal?
With the bracha.
They really believe that everyone should
be saying halal?
There are other examples where it's not a halacha, it's not a mishnah berurah, but it's a minhag, but people hold that everybody should do it. Even though it's a minhag. I've never heard of this
holding 2 days of
holiday. Isn't it all?
You say it's a gemara that says that a halal, the Yisrael Shredis, is a minhag. And now you have a machlekes, do make a bracha on a minhag. So it's a tzar that the Svadim were machmir that you don't make a bracha on a minhag. But in Ashkenaz and Zotar, they held you do make a bracha on a minhag. If you ask the people in Ashkenaz, what about somebody who's a very dark skin? Does he make a bracha on halal? They would say, who cares about the color of the skin? You make a bracha on a minhag. Actually, those people, the Svadim, they hold by the shittas, they don't. But the Rabbonim, the whole they do, they held that you make a bracha on a minhag. That's not off, you make a bracha on a minhag. And therefore you should make a bracha on halal. Once the Kashem Ami lives across the road, gives a shul across the road. So, there's Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Generally, Svadim passing by Shulchan Aruch, and Ashkenazim passing by Ramah. That's generally the way it is. There's no such halacha like that. No such halacha that an Ashkenazi has to hold like the Ramah, and the Svadi has to hold like the Mechaba. Generally, that was the Pitzke halacha, how they followed. But, it's not a klal like that. So, as far as Ashkenazim are concerned, on halal, you make a bracha. As far as Ashkenazim and Eretz Yisrael are concerned, on Lel Seder, in Shul, you make a bracha on halal. So now you have somebody who doesn't have such a minute. Very good. But as far as we're concerned, we falcon like those shitters in the Gemara. They said, you do make a bracha, it's not shitters in the Rishonim. So you do make a bracha on halal, on Seder night. Therefore, it's a psak halacha, and as far as our psak halacha is concerned, it doesn't make a difference who you are. That's the psak halacha. So we can tune in to a bracha, which even though you yourself hold that you shouldn't be saying. That's the main, that's what the chidah holds. So what's the halacha of my sir? Bernard Bloch says it's megeah to him in a couple of weeks. He's going to be a chazan in Chutz Laaretz in 2 weeks' time on the day of his yahrzeit. Can you be chazan on? And so, what are you going to do about Boshim Leilam, Amen V'Amen? So a very quick look around, and Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Moshe Stenlach both talking like this chidah. They both talking like chidah, and both bring right from Ashkia that you can be the chazan, and you can be mostly the tzivul for Boshim Leilam, Amen V'Amen, because it is for them anyway to the tzivul. It is a bona fide bracha, and it's not called bracha matzala. You're doing it to be part of the shiva, so that you should be able to answer amen. The Moshe Stenbuch says that if you're in a type of shul that doesn't care less about minhagim, and they tell the chazan to do what they want, what you want, then obviously don't say it. But in a place where it's proper minhagim, where you have to say what the shiva wants, then the Moshe Feinstein and the Moshe Stenbuch will pass in that way. Tough.
Just
pause
when
that's
time for the TV
news
and then
stay in the room. You're making them lose out on the army. They've got a right to ask for the army. Right. So that's
the delicate reasoning why you said that it would be.
Because it's not bracha matzala. Because the people listening to the bracha hold that that bracha should be said. And since they hold that that bracha should be said, it's not a bracha matzala. They hold that Vashi should also be saying such a bracha. Right? The Vashi actually doesn't. That they hold according to their Shulchan Aruch, that on Kiddush in the daytime you should be saying Kiddush. The whole Kiddush. So therefore, the Vashi should also be saying it. Therefore, for them it's not a bracha about
that. I have a question based on what you said that you answered. Let's take the example of the Yekke that's down in here, right? The Yekke that's down in here, even though it's been here to scroll, to say the bracha, he personally didn't.
I was thinking, so wait a second, what's the difference between that, and let's say the same Yechid came here, now he lives here, and he keeps one day younger. So what's the difference? How come when it comes to being a Yechid, he can continue being a Yechid, even though he's living here for halal, but when it comes to the same Yechid?
For the record, I'm saying the Yechid didn't want to say the bracha, but Allah Almighty, he should say the bracha.
He should, right.
By halal. Allah Almighty, he should make a bracha on halal.
He should make a bracha on halal.
Yes, because he's part of it. So, and you sign the Mamre Adamog, now that's your minig is part of it. So you're part of a Tzibur. There's something done in the Tzibur. You now got the Minhagim of the Tzibur. I do not agree with anyone who holds that since I have a certain Minhagim, previous Minhagim, and now I'm part of the Tzibur, I can keep my original Minhagim. If you're now part of a Tzibur, that's your Tzibur Minhagim. That's your Tzibur Minhagim. Your private Minhagim at home, the Vakash, you can do what you want. A part of Minhagim in a shul, that's your Minhagim, that's the Minhag of the Mokim, that's what you have to keep.
So 1 day Yemtis is like a Minhag of the Mokim.
Right.
So you keep that.
And how,
but other Minhagim that are not necessarily Minhagim that people think that everybody should keep, those you can continue to.
Yeah. For instance, somebody at home wants to wear a kittel on Seder night, but other people in Israel don't, you're entitled to do that. It's your own private minhag, which at home you can do. If you're part of a tzibur, then that's a tzibur's minhag now. Now you're part of a tzibur. What are you doing? Privately, but it's something privately. You've got some chumrah you want to make of it. If it's a minhag of the Malkin, why not? Rabbi Rothenberg didn't used to say it privately. He had some chumrah, he didn't want to say chumrah.
So when somebody goes to America and they have a dispensation, there's 2 days, they sit down at the second night of Seder, they should say a bracha.
No.
Why?
Because you're planning to come back.
Here they are part of that. Rabbi Asher is probably going to go back.
Do you want to be mighty then?
No, he wasn't.
Rashi wants to be mighty then. Rashi wasn't going to do it for himself.
Right.
So it comes a chidah. If you need it to be, if you need it to be mighty then, because
if he was the only one,
if he needs to be mighty then,
he's
not should come out. Because for them, it's not proper at all. But for himself, it would be. So it should come out. So that was the discussion. We had a very fascinating discussion. And that's
the
problem.
Would you say the twice for last year, or just the
Shas? Just the Shas, you want to be mighty. Now there's not mighty anyone with Shas. It's not the same side of it. It would be to be mighty. Right. Where are we holding? Back to the Gemara. So we saw in the Gemara there was this man that was gochin v'shossi, that drank the wine, and therefore he knew that that was the end of the kiddush. So we've got Tosfos, we must have a gochin v'shossi. In Tzoyma, Frank Tzoyta Akasha. The Perek Shoshachlo Omrin on Eina Masum Mishayin Nitzoyim Ashiyitim Amavarech. Now, Allah is the command said in brachas, if one person being mighty and another person with a bracha, the person listening to the bracha is not allowed to taste from the food that he's got in front of him until the one who made the bracha partakes from the food. And some of us, I noticed that custom, I think this is probably the first mistake that a newly married wife makes when they're married. I think so, because often you see that the chosen cut the challah. The chosen cut the challah sitting next to each other. So the chosen cut the challah, and you know, just out of the shana shena, I mean in the shana shena, so he gives his wife to eat before he eats. And often the challah will bite from it before the chosen bites from it. That's a mistake. So I told my sister, the person who makes the bracha has to be the one that partakes from the food first. It's a machlekes in Shulchanach. Machlekes in a child and someone else. Yeah. What's the basis? No. The basis is that he was the one that made the bracha, and therefore the bracha is chal with his eating. therefore his the one that meets the bracha should tachet is something else. It has to do with the chalais of the bracha. So Yisema says, so what's the question? So how could this tabo start drinking? How can this tabo start drinking? So the Rosh actually says, before we see the Tezah, says the Rosh says the question didn't start. Habagachim Vishasi didn't mean that he was crouching to drink, rather he stretched out his hand in order to pass to the cup. But that's not what Tezah understood. Right? Tezah understood Gachim Vishasi means he was drinking. So how could he drink before he crouched? Yeah. And so how could he crouch to start drinking before he before the person, before Vashi started to drink? The Tesis is the first test. So Yishlema, the Hainu Dafka, Bamuich. This halacha, you're not allowed to start eating before the person that made the bracha. What takes from the food is then referring to bread. Bamuich. But the halacha is Shetok Lechav. You have to eat from the bread before the. If you want to be Maiti someone else, you need to eat from the bread. You can't be Maiti somebody if you don't eat from it. There's two types of brachas. There's a bracha when there's something called alvis, and there's a bracha when there's no alvis. Alvis means if you are obligated, then I'm obligated. So for instance, it could be on a night, but other times as well it could be that somebody's dancing where it is Shemfaseya. Okay, we finish dancing at 10 o'clock at night. The women can't be bothered to wait so long. They anyway got nowhere to stand it. So Hassan wants to go and make kiddush for them. Right? But he doesn't want to eat the meal now. He wants to dance. So can he be mochi for them, kiddush, even though he's not going to be drinking from the wine, eating food? And the halacha is, he can, because of Elvis. That's their chayiv, so he mochi them. So that's only regarding kiddush. When it comes to bread, even a mochi of Shabbat and Yom Tov, you can't be mochi somebody else with a mochi unless you eat from the food as well. Unless you eat from the food as well. And therefore, the person making the bracha has to eat from this food. His eating is directly connected to the making of the bracha. In such a case, it says the food, the eating and the bracha are very connected, and therefore the person listening to the bracha has no right to start eating before the person that made the bracha eats. But in a case like Kiddush, where Alfi Alocha, he didn't need to drink from that wine, because he could make Kiddush just for the other person. Right? He could make kiddush just for the other person, and then he wouldn't be drinking from the wine at all. So in that case, the drinking is not directly connected with the bracha. It's not intrinsically connected with the bracha, and therefore, even if he is going to be drinking from the wine, but the other people can drink before him. The drinking and the bracha are not connected so much so that nobody's there to start drinking before the person makes the bracha drinking. That's the inside. The Yisrael. Tanya Dafka Ma Moitzim Shitzach Lecha. Well, you have to eat. Because I'm in a bigger of Eitzin, like this bigger of Eitzin. Lo Yifet Adam Prusar Oichim. A person's not allowed to make a bracha of the bread and distribute the bread to guests. And then Kein Oichim on. Unless he eats with them. Hilkoch. Sarach Lahamkin. Therefore, since we know that the eating and the bracha are so connected, and they always have to be connected, that's why Sarach Lahamkin Ashitim and Bracha. That's why somebody listening to the bracha has to wait until the one that made the bracha partakes from the fruit. Aval Kiddush. By Kiddush Ein Chayv Elishto Yisam Mevarech. By Kiddush. Where there's no chiyuv for the Mevarech to drink. There's no chiyuv for it. Not only that, we said one case where there's no chiyuv. But let's say I want to be mitzi the whole bnei. We have a whole group together, and I'm making kiddush, and Reuven's making kiddush, and it's sweet wine, which is not good for Reuven to drink. So he doesn't want to drink. He wants to give it to one of the other people drinking there to make the bracha. To drink.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make the bracha. I'm going to give it to somebody else to drink. It's also allowed. The guy making kiddush doesn't need to drink the chlal. So we see the boyfriend girlfriend in your drinking is not connected. You don't need to drink the chlal. Therefore, you could give it to somebody else to drink. Therefore, says, since we see that the drinking and the person making the bracha are not connected, so there's nothing wrong with anyone else drinking before he partakes from that.
So when he then says pass the dry wine, he pours himself a glass and say, "Boy, bring up."
There's no dry wine.
There's this kid, the man that didn't drink. Right. Did he drink wine during the meal?
Okay, it's a new side. I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he made kiddush on, wine, but he's not going to drink from it. I like it. If you make kiddush on wine, you can give it to somebody else to drink from. It's not what we're talking about. Let's try and keep to what we're talking about. Make kiddush on wine, that is what we're talking about. Make kiddush on wine, can, there's just so many factors and we can just take care of them. Okay, he made both our girlfriend, which is very good, like he's saying, both of the he made us take a dessert with the straight off, and he's not going to drink from the wine, they're giving somebody else to drink from the wine. It's not that he has to drink, somebody has to drink.
What about you say have a bar sarashita?
Where did it say that?
That was one of the minor reports.
He doesn't need to. It's not off the
Does that contradict the minhag that we have that when you pass around the wine, people don't pass it the first they drink and then they pass it
the next cup? It's not connected to that.
So the one of my kiddush. Age before beauty. So one of my kiddush, can he go on and make a mosque? He didn't drink.
Yeah, you can make a mosque. Yeah, you have to.
Why is the mosque different?
Why is it?
Why can I not go to the brothel and have somebody else eat it?
Because the din by kiddush, the reason why he needs to drink is because the reason why he needs to drink by kiddush is not because there's a halacha that I need to drink. The reason is because if I made a kriyas bracha has to be drunk from. Either by me or someone else. That like we discussed once before, the very bad often of kiddush has nothing to do with the fact that you're drinking from the wine. The reason why I made Berger Goffin is that Nehemiah says it's a Bechot Hashir. Part of Kiddush process, part of the Kiddush, the ceremony of Kiddush is Berger Goffin, Hashir Shalom Mitzvah, and I'll see if you're an offer, you can put the cup down and walk away from there. Now there's a din. Shaloi Tegnai, the Kiddush of Bechot, so the Kiddush of Bechot shouldn't be embarrassed. There's a din. Someone needs to drink from it. So someone, it could be anyone. It doesn't have to be me. So the drinking and the bracha are not connected. And therefore anyone else can start drinking before me. I say, in King, Hamoiti, there's no such a lot like that. Hamoiti is a bit of an enemy. If I make Hamoiti, it's a bit of an enemy. It's not a bit of a shame. It's a bit of an enemy. If I make Hamoiti, I need to eat, partake from the bread. And therefore, my eating and my bracha are very connected. And no one can eat before I start. Right? Important your studies. Important your studies to know that we make kiddush on Friday night. The Bray Paragophin is not a Birkhus Zanenim, according to many Rishonim. It's not the Birkhus Zanenim, it's a poshut, a part of the kiddush. Part of the kiddush. Ad Kedei Kach. There's no dinner, I have to drink at all. As long as somebody drinks. The reason why somebody has to drink is for another reason, because the kush has to be drank from. Otherwise, like a gnai for the kush of Bracha. But he used it for his cup, and nobody's drinking from it.
Separate him.
That's just
the
reason that
Rav
said that that's
coming to
some folks. There are
other
folks
that do hold that in for a second. Yes, there's a Rav in Rosh Hashanah that holds it, but not for that. Right, okay, fine. Mi Yerushalmi. Says that's one Malach, What's Malach? That's the difference between kiddush and Amoytzi. Kiddush, well, I don't need to drink, I give it to one of the mitzvahs to drink. So Mela, there's those in there, you can't drink before me. I'm saying it, Amoytzi, well, I need to eat. So Mela is directly connected to my bracha, nobody can start.
That's only as long as the person has a share.
No, I didn't say that.
The person should drink first.
Didn't say that. Did I say that?
I don't know.
No, I didn't say that. Okay? They're not there. And it's not true. What you're saying is you finish stages in there for him, you know, not. And it's not a stages.
Oh, okay, fine.
Stages.
Yeah.
Says Jesus, Shami the Bachus. Amababa in his own words is otherwise. Amababa Mashem Rav. Mitsubi Masur Nisa Machiitim Amaboich. People sitting around the table are forbidden to partake of the food until the Maboich partakes of the food. And so many of you now, so he sinned, they can drink. Abba Pishaloish also. Even if the Maboich didn't drink. The Loi Pligi. Says the Yerushalmi, there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Bo. There's no machlekes because Ma Zomer Bavo, the Bavo that said that you cannot drink, they could not drink from it. His Jesuayu Kulon's cooking the Great Echos when they're all connected or dependent, that's the word, thank you so much, dependent on the original place of the Mephorich. But Rav Yeshua, that what Rav Yeshua said that you are allowed to drink is because he's a God of God's case we are there. He's not got their own cup. Dependent.
Not sharing.
No. When Rav Yeshua said it is the case where each one had their own case, which means, says the Yerushalmi, the difference between the two cases like this: when I make kiddush and there's 10 people around me, those 10 people, where's their kiddush of bracha? If their kiddush of bracha is my choice, so then they need my cup. And if so, says the Rebbe, then all that starting means that I've drank from my cup. And so I've partaken from that kiddush of bracha. But if everyone's got their own cup, so where's the kiddush of bracha? There's multiple kiddush of brachas. I'm making a bracha. Everyone's listening to that in Shemaya Koyin, everyone's hearing about Begoffin. They're all holding a couple old cups in front of them. And therefore they're Kielu making kiddush on their cup. And if so, they can drink from their cup, which they made kiddush on before I drink from my cup. I made kiddush on.
Have a
share
and everyone's
got. Everyone's
got. And then what about if in the early case when everyone's dependent on this kosher bracha?
Right.
But the Mubarak decides to give it to somebody else.
Right. So the halacha is he can decide to give it to somebody else. And then
he's the man.
That would be the man who drinks it. Yeah. According to the Yerushalmi. So according to the Yerushalmi, we have a different thing. At least halacha. That you not have to start eating before the person who makes the bracha is not as tough is dependent on whether you're dependent on that food matter that person's making the bracha on. Meaning, if that person's making a kesher of bracha and you need that, that's the only kesher of bracha there is, so you're dependent on that person who made the bracha with his kesher, so you have to wait until he drinks from it. But if you all have your own kesher, then not. So is this Yerushalmi arguing with the first line of the thesis? Huh? Is he arguing? No?
He's not.
No arguing?
He says Kiddush. That's one reason for bringing up. He's just drinking wine. Maybe I can throw it down first. But he said Kiddush, which is another thing which...
Not sure who he is. We have the first test of stasis and the second test of stasis. The Yerushalmi. Is the Yerushalmi arguing with the first test of stasis?
Yes. First of all, it says there's a difference whether it's bread or not.
Right. Come to the first test of stasis. By wine, there's no such halacha. By wine, there's no din that you need to wait for the other guy. But the Yerushalmi clearly says by wine, there is such halacha. He says by wine, if they all have their own cup, then you don't need to wait. Meaning, if they are dependent on you for your cup of wine, then you do need to wait. So the Yerushalmi holds that even by wine, you do need to wait for the Mevarich sometimes.
That's not the variable.
If you're dependent on it.
First answer, Tosfos is talking about when everyone has their own.
Why did you say that? Why did that say? That was your shrine dropping. Annoying. In this shit, to ignore every attendance, only one person that counts. In the first sentence, doing a second, this is important because somebody ruined this. We have two Malcolm and Jason first. First Malcolm and Jason said that how could this old man eat from drink from the wine? There it is, because by wine there's no such halacha. It's only by bread, why not by wine? Because by wine there's no din that the Mevorich has to drink from the wine, and therefore this din that you're not allowed to drink, partake of the food before the Mevorich partakes of the food is not relevant. Because by wine it doesn't apply, only by bread. That's the first Malach Tesis. Right?
Well, please, because
this... No. Then the first Malach Tesis is Til B'Yerushalmi. Til Umir B'Yerushalmi.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Til Umir B'Yerushalmi.
Right.
That's the first Malach Tesis.
Okay.
But obviously he had a little couple over there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We had a little bit, a little snapscar.
He had his own cup.
A little snapscar.
Yeah, so.
No.
He had his own cup, a little snapscar. Why wouldn't they also have their own little piece of bread where they're sitting?
All right.
They think it has to be like
okay.
It is that. Also, both these are dependent on the question of the cold or the
okay.
Or the bread.
And therefore, I'm going with the first hesitation. First hesitation said that there's a difference between wine and bread, that by wine, even if you've got a small cup, and you need to do that first in Kesha Bracha, you can still drink from the wine, and by bread you can't. That's the first Malachim Tesis. Second Malachim Tesis, Yerushalmi is saying, not true. By wine also there's halacha, you're not allowed to drink before the Mevorich drinks. But the difference is, are you dependent on him or not? If you're dependent on him, then you can't partake from it. If you're not dependent on him, then you can partake from it. How could this old man drink from his wine?
He had a coat.
Where does the quote from the Yerushalmi end in Tosfos' interpretation?
It starts from Omar Baba.
Yeah.
Until Omash Ranami. Omash Ranami. We haven't yet said the Omash Ranami.
Oh yeah, of all this is Yerushalmi quote.
Yeah.
Rav Abba. Yeah. It starts off Amar Abba, Hashem Rav.
Yeah. It means Rav Abba, yeah.
Not to argue on the Yerushalmi, but technically speaking, the quote from Rav Abba says, Ashi Yitom. Yitom doesn't sound like wine necessarily. It sounds like it could be food. Yitom is food. Second.
Even. She's saying it's mechatz of the Yerushalmi. You're finding support for the Yerushalmi.
No. But I want to say that the interpretation that Yerushalmi takes doesn't necessarily go that fast. Technically speaking, if you read the strict words of Rav Babahu and other Tana, they could be going with the first Mahalakam because that's what Rav Babahu was talking about.
Rav
Babahu said, I'm Rav Babahu, the Shin Rav, the Subin Asurim Lipam Ashitam. Talking about bread. Who says it's talking about wine?
Even wine. Anything. Ditto, any taste. You're not going to have to taste anything until the Mavarak made it wrong. Until the Mavarak tasted it.
There's no way to taste
it. Not only bread. Why should it only be bread? See, no, it means anything. Yeah, for sure.
Taste over
deep. Taste, you're right. Yeah. So therefore, says the Yerushalmi, it's apparent from the Yerushalmi. It ain't going to be other if the case is not in his hands. Afiru shofach mikos bracha lekos achim einem litzoim ad shehitam ha-mevarich. So if they don't have their cup in their hands, they're not allowed to, even if he is the mevarich, pours into their own little cup, they can't drink until he is drunk. When each one's got a cup, ain't dog lunch, and then they don't need to wait. But I can't have a gok in the shop. Therefore, they have to wait. This is very nice on Friday night. We often you can have a big extended family thing. So you pour into your little cups, snuff cups, before kiddush, and you're making kiddush. only the father of the house or whoever it is, he makes the kiddush. And then everyone takes their little cup. Can they drink from that little cup before the father makes the kiddush? So comes the first malach of places.
Yeah.
You can. Because this thing they not have to taste before the mevorach taste is only referring to bread. They're not referring to wine. According to the second malach of places, comes the Rishami, no, it depends what you have. And since they've all got little stuff captive, so you can't taste before the mevorach.
Doesn't somebody have to eat from the cross? Drink from the cross?
Do you need to? No, no.
The mevorach doesn't need to, but doesn't somebody need to?
Somebody needs to, yeah.
Before the others?
No. According to which man of faith? According to the first man of faith, no. No one needs to drink from the cup before the... They can all drink from their own little cups before the Mavar drinks. According to the second man of faith, somebody does. We don't need to say it. We don't need to make up that they did. We're making our love. No. I'm not. I'm saying even if there's a small amount. I'm not making an offer. I'm not making an assumption. Assumption, you're making an assumption that we're limited what they had in front of them. They had the reveal. I'm saying not. There's no mention in the Gemara about what they had in front of them. It means even if there's a small amount of wine. Doesn't say the
first sheet.
Problem.
Second sheet, you go look at it.
Where is it? I'm in the first man of the business.
It's not probably on the...
First man of potatoes, first man of potatoes, if I wine, there's no din, you have to wait for the mevorach to taste on it. Finish, end of story, nothing to do with the pen, nothing. There's no din. So Mela, this story which this old man was sitting there, he says what he had in front of him? No. So we don't need to tell me, I'm not because he had a big cup or anything. There's no such thing. There's no din, he needs to wait for the person who makes the box to drink from it. And therefore it says, take this. This halach is only about bread. Not by wine. The second halach, this is not different.
Kiddush is talking about the Erev Shabbat where he's doing Kiddush. That's where.
No, on Shabbat's day.
And on Shabbat's day, because it is not, Kiddush is not dependent on the wine. It's not about the wine. It's like Kiddush I'm doing over wine. In the case of Shabbat day, since all I'm doing is Bori break up and there is no Kiddush there. Just like an apple or anything else, a person
who's doing that Shabbat day. And there, Tracer says that this Shabbat drank from this wine before the person who made the bracha drank from it. Right.
Like any other food, if he says, Lord, please, I can eat my apple before he eats.
No, you can't.
It's not done. He said it to me, I have it in front of me. Once he said it, it's like me saying it, I eat. He didn't make a bracha.
We're having a problem here, aren't we? When we learn Tracer, each mahalach is its own independent mahalach. So mix the two together. The first mahalach held, there's a difference between bread and wine. What was the difference? Bread, the person who made the bracha had to eat from it. Wine, the person who made the bracha didn't need to drink from it. Therefore, by wine, there's no din that person who's listening has to wait for the mevorach. That's on the finish. No.
On Shabbat.
On Shabbos, because by Shabbos, the person who made the bracha didn't need to drink from it. But by bread, you do need to drink it. Now by apple, you don't need to. You have to wait. Right? That's the first matter. Even if that guy's got his apple in front of him, and they're both partaking from the apple, doesn't make a difference.
And me hearing it is the same as the brother.
Doesn't make a difference, because the first matter of places doesn't hold that yourself. First half of the health, the difference is, does the one who made the bracha have to partake of the food, or did he not have to partake of the food? That's the thing that's decided, the sizing factor. So when we tuned into the first half of the season, I've got a shayla. Am I allowed to partake of the food, the wine, the drink, before the mevorach partakes from it? So what's the deciding factor from the first half of the season?
Yes, wine.
No! What's the deciding factor? Is the mevorach chayav to drink from the wine? Yes or no? That's the deciding factor. Do you have to? So by wine, by kiddushkeit, you don't. And by bread, how much do you do? And by apples and oranges, all you do. And therefore, that's the deciding factor. That's what's plugged in. That's all. doesn't make any other difference. And once we say that's the deciding factor, there is no other issue. So even if the one who is listening to the Giddush doesn't have a kosher bracha, he can still drink from it before the Mevarech. Because the deciding factor was, did the Mevarech have to drink from this cup? End of story. Second matter is a completely different matter. Completely different matter. Got no shaykh. The second matter was saying, it depends on the second matter, it depends between, are you dependent on my cup or not? Are you dependent on my cup? Therefore, if you're dependent on my cup, then you can't. If not, then you can. And now it's a completely different ball game. Because now it turns out, if on a Tuesday, I've got an apple, and you've got an apple, and you're making an eight, can I eat from my eight before you eat from your eight? Yes. Because I'm not dependent on your apple.
Even if you said bracha, you make a bracha first of all.
Right. So I'm not dependent on your apple, I have my apple in front of me. According to the second Mahalev, the thing that's the deciding factor is not whether you're mechuyev to eat from this bread or from this apple, but rather, am I dependent on your food in front of you? So Mela says basis. It depends what you have on Kiddush. If I have a kosher bracha, I myself listening, have my own kosher bracha, or on a Tuesday, if I have my own cup of wine, then I'm not dependent on you. So Mela, I can drink before you. I say again. In the case, when I am dependent on you, I don't have my own food, I don't have my shit, and I am dependent on you, then I'll have to wait beforehand.
In front of you, and someone else needed on Shabbat.
So I'll see them places with it.
What do they depend on you?
Meaning that halakhically, I needed that food that you're making kiddush on. Bring some kiddush. And then you need to fish the bracha, you need to repeat. So halakhically, your bracha couldn't have been on my little cup of wine. I've got snuff stuff. And luckily your bracha has to be on that wine, and my bracha, which I'm listening to you, was associated with that cup of wine. So my association of your bracha is with that cup of wine. Therefore I can't drink my cup of wine until you drank from that cup of wine.
So this
whole man. If I have my own cup of wine, we have five people in. Yeah. Each one has their own reveals of wine. And they're listening to the bracha. So their listening of that Baruch HaGofen, where is it associated to? That Baruch HaGofen is associated to which cup? Everyone's independent cup. Right? I'm listening to your Baruch HaGofen. If I can associate it with my cup. And therefore, I'm not got any shankers with your cup of wine.
So the dependency is only just going on wine or Shabbat.
Well, we'll see at the end of the day, we'll see another case where it depends where halakhically I have to do dependence on it. There's other cases, but yeah.
This old man had a share though, right? This old man obviously
had a share. Had a share.
And he's not dependent on the first thing.
And therefore he's not dependent because he's got a share.
For your second house.
Right. It's not a contradiction to it. So maybe after we'll speak out, okay? I just want to finish off this point. So I want to tell you a chiddush. I know in many houses we pour out from the cup of wine that does some excuse to every member of the household. So says, if every member of the house has a share, there's no such thing, you don't need to do it. You don't need to pour from your kosher bracha into the other cup if they have a share, because their kiddush, which they're hearing, is associated with their cup. If their cups are pogum, so at least for men or shakrises, you do need to pour into the other cups, can they use the kulam, because so ain't a problem. In order that each one should be drinking from a cup. It's not pogum. You should add from your cup into this. Avagav teshtiyo loinak. Even though you don't need to drink on Kiddush, only one person needs to drink.
But still,
you want to be yoyster, the Indian, the Huda, all drinking from at the time of Kiddush, you should drink from a cup. That's not pogum. And therefore, you should add to the cups. Ma'akfa is not ma'akif. It's not
fire.
Yeah, let me hold it back. There's better words for it. But it's not if you didn't do it, you still use it. Alright. Kidomin and Pekomab. Okay, we're going to have to stop and do the last part tomorrow, because it's a new point. So we'll finish it off tomorrow. Yes, Hashem. But when you do Chazor, if I can ask, please do Chazor. When you do Chazor, please treat each Mahalach as a separate, completely separate Mahalach. And then, if you like, at the end, try and see how many Nafkaminas you can come up with the two Mahalachim. There should be at least 5 or 6 Nafkaminas between the two Mahalachim. See how many practical Halachic Nafkaminas you have between the two Mahalachim. Right,
the first two here in the Toastmasters.
That's not a statement from the second Mahalach. That's a good way of knowing if you've got the Mahalach and the Toastmasters as well.
It's reserved, and that old man is still there.